AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Floodwaters are rising in Houston after 11 inches of rain fell in 6 hours overnight. More than 2,500 motorists had to abandon their vehicles this morning on highways that serve the nation's fourth largest city. At least two people were found dead in their vehicles, and Houston Mayor Anise Parker says more are missing.
There are three people missing. There may be others, but those are the ones we know at this moment.
The search continues in Hayes County for at least 13 people who are missing, including eight who disappeared after their vacation home was swept down the Blanco River and smashed into a bridge. One woman in the house called her sister as the house was being swept down the river and told her to tell their parents she loved them. Julie Shields told KVUTV the family is coming to grips with the possibility her sister and two kids didn't survive.
I think recognizing with what's happening with the weather, we all know and we have accepted that they're gone.
Laura Combs' husband survived. The number of people killed by weekend storms in Texas and Oklahoma now stands at 14. A temporary hold on the president's executive action that could shield millions of immigrants from deportation remains in place.
In a 2-1 ruling, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has rejected the administration's plea to let the executive action go into effect. This comes after a federal judge in Texas blocked the president's plans in February. 26 states filed suit, charging the president's move to shield as many as 5 million immigrants from deportation is unconstitutional. The president's lawyers argued he was acting within his powers to fix a broken system. The appeals court ruling means the matter could end up before the Supreme Court. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Atlanta is looking to stay alive in the NBA playoffs tonight, while Cleveland is looking to advance.
The Cleveland Cavaliers will look to advance to their second NBA Finals as a franchise tonight as they take on the Atlanta Hawks in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavaliers pulled out a 114-111 overtime win over the Hawks on Sunday night in Cleveland. LeBron James had a game-high 37 points. Al Horford was ejected for the Hawks in the second quarter after a scrum with Cavs guard Matthew Dellavedova. The Cavaliers have won six straight in this postseason. If the Hawks can win tonight, Game 5 will be in Atlanta on Thursday. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
Atlanta police are seeking a woman they say disappeared after giving employees of a fast food restaurant a note saying she was being held against her will and needed help. Police say the woman left a Wendy's fast food restaurant around noon Monday after passing the note to employees and got into a waiting pickup truck, which drove away. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.